for the Storage Talk Introduction to Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. John Connor. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Brandy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our talk today on an exciting new offering we're here to tell you about is Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. I am on the product management team for Tivoli Storage Manager, and myself and my colleague Tom O'Brien will be taking you through all the exciting new features and capabilities of the product that we've just announced today. So if you have the slide deck open and go on to slide two, we'll take you through the agenda. And what we're really talking to you about today is a new offering, as I mentioned, that extends existing capabilities we've had in the Tivoli Storage Manager portfolio in new ways that will greatly improve your ability to sell, fill, and deploy this capability along with existing IBM storage solutions. So let's just go through briefly with the agenda and give you an outline of what we're going to cover today. So I'll take you through the current situation briefly in the data protection market and the needs and challenges that we see in this market today. Then I'll show you how Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager can help you you and your clients with some of those challenges. And we'll go through a brief overview of the offering and what it's about. Spend some time on some new pricing, which we've greatly simplified, along with install and config capabilities and ordering. Then I'll talk to you about prospecting, what customers you should go reach out to and what you should tell them. Then I'll turn it over to Tom, and he'll take you through a bit of more of a deep dive into the product, its capabilities, features, and benefits. And then we'll share a little bit of our roadmap and what we have planned in the future for this offering. Then we'll wrap it up with a summary call to action, and we'll have time for Q&A at the end. So let's jump into it on slide three. So the current situation, the tidal wave of data continues. So I know many of you out there are seasoned storage and data protection sellers, and some of you are maybe new to the area this year. But one thing we've seen is, despite the economic downturn, which has impacted many IT budgets, it has not impacted data growth. In fact, in some areas, it's actually accelerating it. If you think about, not to get into the debate around healthcare, but one thing for certain as we move forward in changing our healthcare is that more and more records are going to be online, no matter how our healthcare plans are evolved. It's almost a certainty that one of the ways they'll save money is moving data online. And that's a sure area of data growth when you think of medical imaging and so forth. Another area of data growth is around video. Everybody, you see the security cams everywhere you go, education and so forth and online, as well as content distribution in the media and entertainment. And another area of accelerated data growth is, you can see it in our own initiatives and around the world with the Smarter Planet initiative, the way we manage and our environment and things smarter is by leveraging electronic sensors, RFID tags, GPS data, and so forth. All that is being driven by digital data, and it needs to be readily accessible and backed up and protected. And as we get more and more of that data online, the cost, as you see on the slide there, of losing that data, the cost of losing that is increasing, and the risks associated with that are getting higher and higher. So it's essential that we find ways and have ways for our customers to back up, protect, and recover their data as efficiently as possible. So what kind of challenges does that present? Moving on to slide four. And there's really three key thoughts here on this slide for protecting vital data. First is applications, customer applications, all applications, are really moving to online and online all the time. And in our business, what that means is the backup window is shrinking and in many cases does not exist anymore. And the backup window meaning the time where you have to back up the application when it's either down or quiesced. Along with that, these applications are becoming more and more complex and driving more and more data underneath them in complex database environments. And all that data and the management of that is also becoming more complex. And again, the backup window there is shrinking and in many cases disappearing. And the third point there is as more and more digital data becomes ubiquitous, as I mentioned, you know, on sensors and things and your phone, just think about where all the digital data can reside. There's an increased number of ways of failure could occur or loss of data could occur. All of these things really make for a bigger challenge for protecting that application, all these applications and their data, and protecting them in such a way that you don't even impact the application while you're backing it up or protecting it, or the application or the process itself. So one other way to look at that, in a little bit different way, is on slide 5. More information, as I mentioned, is being created in digital-only formats. So as more business is being conducted online, the need for a higher level of resilience for that online transaction is required. And in many cases, there is no option for offline transaction. If you've ever gone into or been in the store when there's a power failure and you're at the cash register, for example, a very simple example, you're not going to be able to check out until the power comes on, as an example there. So what does that mean as more and more online data and applications are online? Well, again, the cost of that information being unavailable is going up. So along with that, on slide 6, more and more data is leading to greater and greater recovery times. So there is a widening gap, as you see on the slide here, so more data and more applications are online, and it's requiring more and more complex systems to back it up. And in many cases, the traditional backup and recovery methods are no longer working. So what does that mean? Translating down even one step further to our storage admin, who is in many cases our target customer for our solutions. Well, their challenges are increasing on slide 7. As I mentioned, data growth is causing more and more time to back up and restore. Their requirements for higher service levels are increasing. As I mentioned, those applications cannot be taken offline. And recovery is complicated by the increasing amount of failure points that could occur wherever that data resides. So that was a very, very brief overview of sort of the current situation and challenges and things we're seeing in the market today. And again, this has led us to look at ways beyond our traditional backup and recovery of ways to help customers protect their data in new and efficient ways without impacting the applications that they're trying to protect and the data that those applications run on. And this is where, on slide 8, the new product we're introducing today, Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, can help. So this is a new offering, and you'll notice one thing. We've got some new naming here as well, and I'll hopefully that will be evident to you shortly. But what Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager does is really two key things. The first point there is it allows you to perform near-instant, non-disruptive backups of applications because of its ability to be application-aware. It also allows you to do near-instant restores of those applications, which in many cases is more critical. Our products are essential in helping our customers recover and recover quickly. The other key attribute of the Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager is its tight integration with storage hardware technology, snapshot and flash copy capabilities, to allow it to work tightly with the storage hardware and the capabilities on the hardware to take very fast, low-impact backups called snapshots of your data, again, aligned with the application awareness on the other end of key applications that you see there on the third bullet. These are IBM DB2, SAP, Oracle, Microsoft Exchange, and Microsoft SQL. So very simply, Flash Copy Manager is an application-aware, low-impact, and very fast backup and recovery of key applications that ties into our storage technology, Flash Copy Snapshot, to make that happen. And another key point is this is an integrated solution working with the hardware, and what we've done new in this announcement is made it integrate seamlessly with Tivoli Storage Manager, but that integration is optional. So you can sell this along with the storage hardware today and reap the benefits of Flash Copy Manager today with your customers, and then as they grow or want to deploy Tivoli Storage Manager on the back end for lifecycle management of their data and longer-term protection, they have that option. And that is the last point there is, if you've noticed, it's not named Tivoli Storage Manager. It's called Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. And that's really our new naming strategy around optional integration of Tivoli Storage Manager on the back end. So I mentioned we leverage, moving on to slide 9, that we leverage on the storage hardware technology called snapshots. For those of you who don't know what a snapshot is, it's very simply, as the name suggests, it's a set of files and directories as they were at a particular point in the past. So it's a snapshot in time of customers' files and data, really a point-in-time copy of the data on slide 9. So a little icon you see there for snapshots. What are the benefits of these application snapshots? The four bullets you see there, faster backups without taking the application offline, faster recovery time, or really that should say shorter recovery time or recovery time objective. So recovery time objective is how long can you be without access to your data. Easier to realize more recovery points or recovery point objectives. Since you can take a recovery point objective, by the way, is how much data can you afford to lose. So with the ability to take frequent snapshots of your application data, you can have more recovery points within that you can recover from and have less data at risk at that point. All of that ties into the key objective here is minimizing the downtime of your applications, both for backing up and protecting the data and, is more critically, when you have a data loss or a failure and you need to recover it quickly. This is a key technology, as I mentioned, that we work with in conjunction with our IBM storage hardware, and there's many types of snapshots that can be done on the technical side. You see them on the slide here, split mirror, copy on write, etc. Won't go into those in detail on this call, but there's lots of information out on the web. We've included a link on the bottom of that slide where you can go read up on those different capabilities and how they work with the various storage hardware technologies underneath. Moving on to slide 10, I'd like to introduce, so that was really the elevator pitch, if you will, for Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, but I'd like to introduce it in another way, particularly for those of you who have been familiar with our portfolio for some time. And believe it or not, this capability is similar to other technology in the market. It should be no surprise to anyone out there. And competitive products in the marketplace, most notably NetApp and their Snapshot and Snap Managers capability, as well as complementary products that we sell as well under the N-Series brand. But now we really feel with leveraging IBM Flash Copy technology and the storage hardware and Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, we have a very compelling alternative solution, as it says there, for IBM storage and virtualized non-IBM storage environments. This is a very big step for us, and we've done a lot as you'll see as we go through the rest of the discussion, to really make this technology and capability easy to deploy and consume by our customers. And this slide, the capability in the middle, is really the benefits and features of IBM Flash Copy technology on the storage hardware, which gives us the ability to create the instant application copies, and then working with Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager on the bottom third of that slide to protect the applications that you see there and create those snapshot applications in the context of the application. Another way, and there is some repetition in the slides, and I've done that on purpose so you as sellers can have a library of material to go out and use with your clients. So some of this is repetitive, but that was done by design. Slide 11 is a solution overview. Again, many similar things as described on a previous slide. But what you see here is the protection of the application systems on the left-hand side and the applications we protect. And the storage that they leverage is contained in the center of the green box there, if you will. So Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager works with IBM Storage, SAN Volume Controller, XIV, DS8000, and DS3, 4, and 5 to perform those application snapshots that you see in the top part of that box. Again, very fast impact backups and restore, again, with optional integration to TSM on the back end for lifecycle management and long-term data retention. And you can see the benefits highlighted there on the right-hand part of the slide. And in particular, the key point as I want to focus on is the idea around simplified deployment. So moving on to slide 11, as I mentioned, we've made this product easy for you to sell. We believe we've made this easy for you to sell, easy for our customers to buy it, deploy it, and configure it. We've done a number of things to that end to make that possible. The first is this is being introduced with a capacity-based pricing model. This is priced per protected terabyte. The model, for those of you familiar with selling our products today on a capacity model, it's the same concept, tiered terabytes, as our SAN volume controller. And you can see the pricing on the right side there. So for the first 12 terabytes, it's $800 a terabyte. And then as you work your way down, the price decreases the more terabytes a customer has under protection of Flash Copy Manager. And the terabytes that we're defining here are the total allocated source volume size of your snapshots. So, and we've got a lot of information for you on how we've defined this, as well as we're delivering this with ways for you to easily count that data in your customer environment. So there's no guessing on how many terabytes or what a customer has to buy. Simply the straight number of terabytes, and we've got tools for you to measure that and your customers to count it. The other key thing we've done is made this simplified deployment. We had a design goal, and we've exceeded that, of having you install a customer install, configure, and execute an initial application snapshot in under 4 hours. And the team has spent a lot of effort to make this much simpler and easier for our customers to deploy, eliminating many prereqs and introducing wizards and so forth to really streamline this process. And the feedback we've seen so far in the beta and with working with early customers supports that objective. As we typically do, we're introducing this in multiple channels in Passport Advantage, AAS, and System X Ordering System, which is the accelerator in HVAC. And again, you sell this with the storage hardware and flash copy capabilities on the various hardware that we support. And then last but not least, if you haven't, for those of you familiar with our portfolio, if you haven't recognized this already, this is our replacement product and strategy for two products we have in our portfolio today, Tivoli Storage Advanced Copy Services and Tivoli Storage Manager for Copy Services. So Concurrent with this announcement, we are also announcing withdrawal of from marketing of those two products as well. Additionally, on slide 13, we're launching a new version of SAN Volume Controller this week. And on the SAN Volume Controller, they've done some work as well to include their flash copy feature now on SAN Volume Controller Entry Edition at no charge. So this is the hardware feature that Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager works with. So customers' total cost of ownership on SAN Volume Controller is even further reduced with this announcement on the SAN Volume Controller. Again, this is the flash copy feature of SAN Volume Controller. I don't want any confusion. It's not that Flash Copy Manager that we're talking about today is included at no charge. It's the feature on SAN Volume Controller, which Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager will work with and be sold on top of. So that was, again, a very brief highlight tour of what we're introducing with Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager and a brief overview of the features and benefits. So on slide 14, who is the target customer for Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager? Well, very simply, it's customers that in your account or and accounts that have critical applications that are running on IBM storage hardware, outlined there on the top bullet, the system storage DS8000, 5000, 4000, and 3000, as I mentioned, the SAN Volume Controller, and IBM XIV storage. And also, as I mentioned, this is the replacement product for Tivoli Storage Advanced Copy Services and Copy Services, so you should be reaching out to those customers and informing them of our new of this new offering. And I think with our streamlined pricing and ease of config and install that there's going to be a lot of upsell opportunity in those accounts as well. On slide 15, again, a key strategy here for us is really making this offering something that you can easily sell with storage hardware. That's why you've seen the optional integration with TSM on the back end. We've disconnected that tether to TSM so it can be easily sold and priced and configured with the storage hardware that we support. Why is this good? There are just a couple of reasons there on slide 15. Your overall margins will increase typically because software has a higher margin than hardware. This should lead to bigger overall deal size for you when you combine software and hardware in your sale. And this helps build loyalty in your accounts by selling an integrated one-stop solution from IBM. And then finally, software sold with the hardware really should create stickiness in your customer's account. And by stickiness, I mean once you get this software installed, customers very rarely uninstall it. Software has a much higher rate of retention in accounts just because customers don't want to rip it out and replace it with something else. So on slide 16, what are some key questions you should ask your clients? Those are highlighted there. And in the interest of time, I'll leave that more for your reference. But again, this is really about looking for those customers who have mission-critical applications that cannot afford downtime, that are also utilizing IBM storage systems as well on top of those or below those applications. And you can, again, then see some of the other points there as well. So at this time, I'll turn it over to my teammate, Tom O'Brien, and he'll take you through a little deeper dive of the features and functions underneath an Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. And take it away, Tom.
All right. Thanks, John. Like John said, I'm going to take you through some slides to provide a little more detail, and towards the end I'll point you to some places where you can find even greater detail. There's been some really good sales enablement materials put together on this that should help you out. So on slide 18, key functionality. So John's kind of hit on this a lot. This is a snapshot backup. So what does that mean? Well, in terms of the apps that we support, we're looking at full volume level, full database, or storage group backups. And on the next slide, I'll get into a little more of the granularity and so on that. Flash Copy Manager utilizes the incremental flash copy backup capabilities on the DS8000 and SVC. We can do what we call sort of an instant recovery, and we can do that sort of a reverse flash copy, and we can do that with space-efficient targets on SVC. On the XIV storage, we can utilize the auto-provisioning capabilities. So snapshot backups, very fast, low-impact backups, what does that enable you to do? Well, more recovery points. You can take frequent snapshots and even approach a near CDP-type situation if needed. So as John mentioned, Flash Copy Manager is optionally integrated to TSM. So when it's not in a TSM environment, you can create policies that Flash Copy Manager will know about. It will maintain a certain number of backup versions and adaptively manage those. In a TSM environment, we integrate the TSM much like the previous products, the Advanced Copy Services and Copy Services. We plug right in. You can offload backups to a proxy server, to TSM, and TSM can manage that data for long-term retention, and so on. So on the next slide, a little more on the key capabilities in terms of restore and restore granularity. So for Exchange, you've got snapshot restore of an Exchange storage group. You can do a file copy restore of a mounted snapshot image. You can do a file copy restore of the transaction logs. And you can also do an individual mailbox restore, and I'll get into the details on that on the next slide. But, this is an example of a very granular recovery from a snapshot backup. You're taking one image type backup and using it, to restore full images or an item, a mail item from that image. So that's pretty good capability. On the SQL protection, we do a full database backup with a file copy restore of a full database from a mounted image. And on the DB2, it's similar. It's a backup and restore of a full database with the log files. We have support for mirrored and LVM. On Oracle, again, it's a snapshot backup restore of a full database. We support databases that are mirrored. And a new capability here is we support the Oracle automated storage management. With SAP, we have the snapshot backup and restore of a full SAP database running on DB2 or Oracle, and also support the databases that are mirrored. So on slide 20, I mentioned we have the individual mail restore for Microsoft Exchange. And if you're familiar with the capability in Tivoli Storage Manager 6.1, this should be very familiar to you. This is the ability to restore single or multiple user mailboxes, search within there on certain criteria, recover an inbox, a deleted item, a draft, sent items, calendar, journal entries, and so on. And again, you can search to limit the scope of items using filters on the sender name, subject text, the attachment name, date and time range, and so on. The interface to do this is on slide 21, and this is a good example of reuse of technology and smart development using the common components to do this. This is the same interface that a TSM administrator would be familiar with, and for someone who's not a TSM administrator, it's a very intuitive interface to manage individual mail recovery. So on slide 22, key functionality, ease of use. So for those of you who are familiar with the previous products, TSM for advanced copy services and TSM for copy services, those products were perceived as somewhat difficult to install. There was a lot of prereqs you had to install. You had to install the copy services module, you had to install the utility data protection module, you had to install a BA client, and so on. Our goal with this Flash Copy Manager is really to simplify and address those issues. It's one package. It's one thing to install. It's one thing to license. We give you the ability to track the capacity that you need to license. So this is simplified install with a lot of things built in to help with the configuration and the install in terms of prereq checking and making sure that once you install, all the requirements have been kind of checked, checking OS levels, checking hotfixes, checking VSS providers, checking the media, checking the supported application level to make sure that everything is good to go. So, as I mentioned, our goal was to really simplify the install, simplify the packaging. We added some function, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And the goal was to get this thing up and going, install, configure, doing your first backup within 4 hours. And as John mentioned, our beta feedback, as well as our developers, our testers, our sales enablement people who have had their hands on this product, we've achieved that goal. So in terms of the user interface, I'm still on slide 22. The goal is to provide, in particular for Windows, a familiar and intuitive interface that's familiar to a Windows administrator. On the Windows piece, we're using an MMC plugin to give that familiar look and feel for the Flash Copy Manager administrative interface. It's sort of an overview of what that interface looks like is on the slide here. That's the dashboard picture. The administrative user interface gives you a start page with quick links to summary info, configuration info, diagnostics, and so on. There's a status summary dashboard, which is shown on this slide, that kind of gives you insight into the activities that are going on during a certain time period. As I mentioned, there's configuration wizards that are used on the initial install and configuration and can also be used to change a configuration. And they kind of walk you through the prereq checking and error checking to make sure that you've got it set up right. The management interface also gives you access to all log and trace files in one consolidated location, so you don't have to search around for logs. So on slide 23, just an example, there's integrated web content. So as you navigate through the UI, there's places where you can go look for help and documentation, and it links right to it. Slide 24, an overview of some of the other support that we have in terms of clusters. We support the Microsoft cluster, the Veritas cluster. In an Exchange environment, we have the LCR, CCR, and SCR support, and we have the AIX, HA, CMP cluster support also. As I mentioned on the user interface, with Windows, we're really striving to have a native Windows look and feel. I think as you learn more about this product and have opportunities to maybe do some hands-on labs and things, you'll be very pleased with what's been done here. In the AX world, it's very similar to how it was in the previous products. It's integrated with the application and backup and restore utilities, often a lot of command line driven, but even in these cases, this command line things have been enhanced to do a lot of this prereq checking and guiding you through configuration and how to use and so on. 525, supported environments, you see the supported devices, IBM storage, DS8000, SVC, XIV, and on the DS3, 4, and 5, we have VSS support for Exchange and SQL. I'm not going to read the applications and platforms. I think John kind of covered a lot of that. In terms of running this product inside of a VMware guest or a Hyper-V guest, we can do that. It's dependent on the VSS provider support, and we will continue to build that out as that provider support becomes available. We have the ability to do VIO support with AIX. Slide 26, this is an example of that startup page that kind of gives you a landing place to going to some of the common tasks, like I mentioned before, configuration, diagnostics, and so on. Slide 27, optional integration to TSM. Again, TSM is not required. You sell this with the storage, and you can sell it to TSM customers also. When it's used in a TSM environment, it integrates seamlessly, just like the previous products did, to allow a proxy machine to offload backups to TSM and give you that long-term and archival and DR scenario. It also gives you the ability to, do an instant restore from a local persistent copy on the storage or pull one back out of TSM and restore that one. Slide 28, sort of a side-by-side, the value with and without TSM, and it kind of goes along with the previous slide, the ability to offload the backups and take the load off of a production server for backing up to TSM and storing backups on TSM and giving you that long-term kind of data retention scenario. Data that's sent to TSM will be deduplicated, so that's an additional benefit. Slide 29, sort of a graphical representation. It kind of gives you the application, the storage, and the solution, right? So if you've got DB2 Oracle or SAP, and you've got DS8000, SVC, or XIV, your solution is the Flash Copy Manager for AIX, and similar for the Windows. So slide 30, summary of changes. So what's different between the previous products and this new productivity storage Flash Copy Manager? Well, one of the biggest things is the ease of use and the disconnecting or the optional TSM. So TSM being optional is a very, that's a big difference from the previous products. And then the ease of use, the Windows look and feel for Windows administrators, the command line having prompted default scripted kind of answers to help you work through configuration. We've also added in incremental and differential support for Exchange backups, and that, when used in a TSM scenario, reduces the amount of data that has to flow back over the wire to TSM. I mentioned the Oracle ASM support that's new in this product, and the support for AIX VIO on P5 allows us to drive hardware snapshots from within an LPAR with VIO, which allows you to share hardware resources. And then we've also added in the NLS support for the AIX version. So slide 31, the roadmap, right? So we have our initial release here, and this is about, you know, an integrated application snapshot solution to be sold with IBM storage, and the applications it protects are listed out here. And the values of it: eliminates backup windows, low impact production servers, and so on. So what's in the future? We are working through some planning now for a release next year. And what you see there on the right hand of this slide is some of the things under consideration. This is not a formal, this is what's going to be in the next release type thing, but it's really just to give you an idea of the direction that we're heading. In general, we'll be looking at expanding platform support to include Solaris and Linux. We'll be looking at cloning support for Unix clients, Exchange 2010 support, continuing to fill out our SVC support with instant restore from cascaded space-efficient targets. And another high priority will be to expand the devices where we can support running the product within a guest. So that's just some of the things. And as I said, the planning is going on now as we go through fall plan. And as the roadmap becomes more clear and more committed, we'll be publishing that. Slide 32 is a summary, and I'm really not going to read this. I think we have a lot of redundancy in this deck, and John said it, as he mentioned, it's there for a reason. And this is a slide that you can pull and use in one of your decks if needed. And slide 33, call to action. So, we have this new product. What should I go do? Okay, some of the key things: work across brand and find the opportunities. Look for customers who have IBM storage and are using that storage to run the supported applications. Really try to look at any storage systems fail and add on Flash Copy Manager for people who would benefit from a faster backup for the applications that they're going to run. And then, look out across your existing accounts and see if there's an opportunity to upsell. So slide 34, this is the for more information slide. And there's a lot of links here. And as I mentioned, there's been a lot of great sales enablement work going on here. There's some even more technical decks out here that you can pick up and learn more. And with that, Brandy, if you could open the line for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then 1 now. One moment for the first question, please.
Oh, and Brandy, this is John. One thing we forgot to tell our sellers is both STG and Software Group sellers will be compensated on this beginning in 2010. Not yet in 2009 for STG sellers. So just one point we forgot.
Thank you. Our first question comes from Lon Hoff. Your line is open.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you very much for your presentation, and I'm really pleased that you broke this away from TSM. I've got a few questions, so let me just rattle them off. Is this a site license or enterprise license? For this particular solution, is it sold via site or via enterprise?
That's via the enterprise. So you aggregate all your terabytes and across your enterprise.
Okay. And is there an implementation services offering that will accompany, that we can sell along with the product? Has that been developed?
I'm not aware of one yet. There are implementation services today by GTS for, I believe, copy services, and they're looking at upgrading that for this new offering, but they don't have that yet.
Okay. So would you recommend just putting together something custom, if you will, or with the services group, or if they already have something for ACS, Advanced Copy Services?
Yeah, I guess the answer is what we have existing for Advanced Copy Services and Copy Services will be migrated and updated for Flash Copy Manager.
Okay.
They're not available on day one today.
Okay. I'm an STG rep and storage specialist, and we use the demo centers to demo a lot of our, you know, storage-related software. Will this also be part of that offering? So that, you know, for example, if we want to do an SVC demonstration, we can include Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager?
I believe this is John. I believe the answer is yes, but Jared, could you comment on that one?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Oftentimes, to introduce a client to, you know, for example, SAN Volume Controller, we'll set up remote demonstrations, live demonstrations of SAN Volume Controller through the executive briefing centers.
Yes. Okay, so you're asking if we are going to have Flash Copy Manager in the executive briefing centers.
Correct.
The answer is yes, we will. Of course, we're working on that at the moment to get those up and all the people educated. We are also recording some demos that be basically Flash demos that you could show to them for them to just kind of look at it, kind of get the feel of what the product can do.
Okay, super. Thanks a lot for your presentation today.
And Jared, one thing, let me add one additional comment, is that several of the STG demo centers have, in fact, participated in the beta test for Flash Copy Manager and already have Flash Copy Manager installed and ready to go. So not all of them, but several of them, I believe three or four around the world that I know have participated in the beta test.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Our next question comes from John Miller. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, I may have missed this, but I don't think I was wondering when the general availability of Flash Manager is.
The announcement. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, sorry. That was a good question. It's Friday, the 23rd. I just realized that's not on our slides anywhere. Sorry about that.
Okay, so it'll be downloadable for customers on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, another quick question, and maybe the slides confuse me a little bit, but I think maybe some of the other sellers may be confused here as well. So currently we don't support a cascaded Flash Copy topology in the current product shipping Friday?
No, we do.
Oh, we do.
But there are limitations. If you're asking about the SVC,
yes.
Cascaded space-efficient targets with Flash Copy, for instant restore from those on the Windows side is limited to the case where you have only one target right now. There's some additional work that needs to happen in the VSS provider to be able to extend that. But you can have multiple cascaded Flash copies, space efficient, and in the initial release on Windows, it will be a file copy restore from the snapshot image if there's more than one.
Okay, so Flash Manager, let's say I took a point in time backup on an SVC for, let's say, a database or something for the last 7 days, and I roll them off. Flash Manager would be able to see all seven of those copies and restore back to any one of them?
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool.
And on the Unix side, if with Instant Restore, you need to be aware that with the behavior of cascaded space-efficient flash copies on SVC 5.1, where instant restore is now available, a flash restore is destructive to the target being restored in any newer flash copies because of the way the cascade relationships work. So that's just something you need to be aware of, and we'll be providing some best practices papers around that to make it easier for our customers to understand and what to expect.
Yeah, that would be very good. Any timetable for the white papers here?
Hoping to have something by the end of this month.
Okay, terrific.
It may be a little bit later, but we're aiming for the end of this month.
All righty. Well, thanks for the question and answer here. I'll turn it back to you guys.
Our next question comes from Wayne Fisher. Your line is open.
Thank you. If a customer were to install this product and they were not a TSM customer but wanted to do some minimal integration to mount the flash copies to, let's say, VeritasNet Backup, is that a fairly straightforward procedure that the customer could write, or would it require services, and are we planning to help provide that integration?
First, let me answer that question. The first part, is it a fairly straightforward procedure? Yes, on the Windows side, it's basically a mount of a VSS snapshot, which in using VSS functions, you can do an expose of a snapshot, assuming it's imported to a host. If they want to transport it to a secondary host, meaning a proxy machine to do the data movement, it can get a little bit more complicated. But by default, the snapshots that are created are accessible on the machine where they were created, and all they need to do is an expose through VSS command, and then they can run a different tape backup utility against that volume. On the Unix side, we do offer a mount function. That's a mount command in Flash Copy Manager to facilitate mounting snapshots that are created through Flash Copy Manager to a given host.
Yeah. And this is John. Let me just make an additional comment here. Even though Tivoli Storage Manager is optional, our strategy here is to allow you something to sell into accounts that may not have TSM, and this is a great way to upsell TSM on the back end and get Veritas out of there. So while Chris described how you could do it, we encourage you to use this as an upsell opportunity for TSM.
Right, and I understand that makes perfect sense from a strategy perspective. We still will run into situations where, you know, not all customers have TSM and they'll want to do some integration. That's why I ask.
Yeah, no, right. I understand, but just want to encourage you to sell TSM.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for your answer.
Our next question comes from Veronica Malone. Your line is open.
Thank you. I was wondering, will this product work with some of the EMC hardware that's out there, or is it just specifically for IBM hardware?
It is focused on exploiting IBM hardware.
Okay.
In the Windows environment through VSS, it can work with other hardware that has a VSS provider. However, it does not include the instant restore capability with those other devices because the VSS interface does not have an API for a snap restore.
Okay.
It can, and in fact, we do have customers that do use our current copy services with EMC storage. In fact, so it can be used to create snapshot backups, and then you can still do file copy restore from the snapshot image at restore time, but you don't have the benefit of the instant restore or the snapshot restore.
Okay, and does this compete at all with the SVC and the Protect tier solution that our hardware brethren sell?
It enhances. I mean, it doesn't compete with. It leverages SVC
and Protect tier.
I guess I'm not seeing the scenario there, but I mean, you could use Protect tier behind TSM if you're talking about an integrated solution that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Protect tier is a VTL, right? So if you're also backing up to TSM and wanting to send do a simulated tape backup to the VTL, you can exploit Protect tier and its capabilities as a virtual tape library.
The real answer is no, it doesn't. One is a deduplication technology. One is a snapshot technology.
Okay.
right? The deduplication is something that happens behind the covers where we deduplicate data as it goes into the backup application or the backup device, whether it's TSM or something else.
Let me clarify a little bit. Flash Copy Manager does not directly interact with the Protect tier and exploit any of its features.
Right.
But if sending data to TSM and you configure a Protect tier tape library as a tape library as a storage pool for TSM, you can in fact exploit the Protect tier with data backed up through FCM.
Okay.
So I want to clarify the point though. On this is a great logical add-on to an SVC, right?
All right.
If you have SVC and it has flash copy and they're using that SVC to house application data, you need Flash Copy Manager. And by the way, this, with SVC, you get that heterogeneous support on the back end, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Eddie Blankore. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Just a small one. Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager, does it need additional hardware or can it run on the host himself?
It can run on the application server. No additional hardware servers are required.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Cheryl Ruckel. Your line is open.
Thank you, gentlemen. Exciting products. I'm looking forward to it. I have just a couple of quick ones. Is there going to be support for the N-Series hardware? And basically, is there going to be any kind of offering to the people who already have the two products we're letting go of for advanced copy services, et cetera?
We don't have plans to support N-Series at this time. And your second question was about migration from advanced copy services and copy services. Is that
yes.
Yes. So we are announcing withdrawal of ACS and CS today, and that will be a phased withdrawal over the next couple of months. And we do have a detailed migration plan in place for those customers. We've got one document you can reach out and get is a detailed FAQ we have on the whole product, and I've described that in there. But essentially, since at least from a pricing perspective, the technical migration should be fairly straightforward. But since the product is priced, the Flash Copy Manager is priced on capacity and ACS and CS are PBU-based, we have a method in place to convert you of those customers' entitlements. And it's outlined in the FAQ. It's probably more detail than we can go on in this call.
No, that's fine. I'll be glad. As long as I know it's out there, I'll look it up and know what I can start talking to my customers about.
Great.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Lon Haas. Your line is open.
My question was answered. I was going to ask about Protect here, so thank you for your answer.
Our next question comes from Bill Watson. Your line is open.
I'm going again with the Protect here. Just some clarification. I understood that TSM has built-in deduplication. Also, the fact that DB2 has built-in deduplication. Is that like usable with Protect here, or do you even need Protect here anymore when you use the TSM dedupe?
So that's sort of a TSM type of question. So let me just back up a step. Flash Copy Manager leverages Flash Copy and VSS and IBM storage devices. The Protect tier is not one of those devices. Okay, so that's one thing. The other is, okay, Protect tier is a VTL. That VTL can be used with TSM. TSM has built-in deduplication, and so does Protect tier. You would not use TSM dedupe and Protect tier at the same time. There are various, use cases and considerations for using TSM dedupe versus Protect tier dedupe. And I think out on our Excel Extreme Leverage website, we have a pretty good breakdown of the positioning of when to use those. So I would ask that you go check that out. still have questions on that, send one of us an email.
That answered my question. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Our next question comes from Steve Sessler. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the presentation. Just wondering, is there any possible synergy or integration with the Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for replication?
There is no integration today. We do in our roadmap have some potential integration items, in particular when we want to integrate our flash copy support with Global and Metro Mirror technology on the road. But at present, TPC for replication does provide some interfaces for driving snapshots as well as the mirroring, but it is not application aware. Flash Copy Manager is focused on application integrated solutions. And so down the road, you may see us integrating, but right now we're not integrated.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just one other point I mentioned, we've got some FAQs on that as well, so I'll give a shout-out again to go check out the FAQ. There's some details in that as well on positioning and use with TPC for replication.
Our next question comes from Mark Scott. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you. I have three questions, please. The first is, could you clarify the difference between a file copy restore from a snapshot image and a snapshot restore? Does that just give you some flexibility in where you restore to?
Well, two fundamental a snapshot restore exploits the flash snapshot technology within the device. So we drive flash copy at the volume, and depending on the technology, it may be background copy in the storage device, or it may be just a reset of pointers, as in the case of XIV, to accomplish the restore of the source volumes to the point in time represented by the snapshot image. A file copy restore, on the other hand, is a mount of the snapshot image and then doing reads through the host system to copy files and data from the snapshot back to the source volumes. That gives us a little bit more capability for some finer granularity, and it also gives us some capability for potentially redirecting to a different location to restore the data to a different location versus back to the original source volume.
Mounting of the snapshot image, would it?
I'm sorry.
Would Flash Copy Manager help with the mounting of the snapshot image? So is that functionality integrated?
Yes, it is. If you're doing a file copy restore on the Windows, which is where it's supported today, that is fully automated. The mount happens, and the data is copied by the Flash Copy Manager. There's no manual intervention by the user.
Right, thank you. And then I have a couple of questions related to VMware support. You mentioned that VMware support is dependent on the VSS provider. So I have a customer with XIV, which does have a VSS provider. Would Flash Copy Manager be supported for that customer under VMware?
Yes. XIV's VSS provider is the only one today that supports operation inside of a VMware virtual machine.
Right.
The point was that Flash Copy Manager supports that, and if the VSS provider for the storage device also supports it, then we can work inside of a virtual machine. And to date, it's XIV only. We're working with the SVC and DS teams on enabling those VSS providers to operate inside of a virtual machine.
Okay. And then finally, I'd heard that, again, in a VMware environment, Flash Copy Manager would require raw device mapping in VMware. Is that true? And are there any implications of using raw device mapping?
Actually, it really depends on the support in the VSS provider. And I believe with the IP configuration, IP connection to the XIV, I have to go and re-verify, but I didn't think that the raw device nothing was actually required, but I need to confirm that.
Okay.
So that's something I can follow up on. This is Chris Daremba. If you'd like to send me an email, I can follow up your response.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Our next question comes from Tom Olaslagers. Your line is open.
Hello. Thanks for the presentation. I had a question on slide 29. We are talking there about the integration between Flash Copy Manager and certain kinds of applications. Now, on Windows, we use the VSS functionality to take these snapshots. So my question is, will we also support other applications on Windows that support VSS? And secondly, does this tie in with BMR functionality?
To generic support for other VSS writers is not there yet, even though there are limited general capabilities for creating VSS snapshots. The integrated restore support that Flash Copy Manager offers is really application dependent and depends on the application's restore interfaces. So the first part of your question is no generic support for other VSS writers on Windows is not available today. And second question is IMR. I think you're asking IMR for Exchange, is that correct?
BMR, Bare Machine
Recovery. BMR, Bare Metal Recovery, Bare Machine Recovery. No, Flash Copy Manager does not include BMR support.
Right, okay, so thank you. For that solution, you would look in our Tivoli Storage Manager portfolio, either Christie Bare Metal Restore that we resell or TSM for System Backup and Recovery on AX.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Steve Orobin. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. I think a gentleman asked a question earlier as well. Just wanted further clarification on the recommended server platform to install Flash Copy Manager. And the best practices, I mean, does it state it should go onto the SSPC server or the TSM server or even onto the SVC management node? What's recommended?
The Flash Copy Manager is installed on the application server. So it can run independent of TSM, and if you're only doing local snapshot backup and restore, all you need to do is install the Flash Copy Manager onto the application server that's being protected. If you're also integrating with TSM and you want to exploit a proxy machine to offload the data movement from the storage device to TSM, then you have options on what proxy machine you use. It can be a separate standalone proxy. Some customers do configure it where they actually set up the proxy directly on a TSM server if it's a compatible platform. The proxy machine does need to match the type of platform that your application is running on, that you're protecting.
Okay, so does that mean then potentially if I've got an Exchange environment, it will be installed on the Exchange server, but if I've also got an Oracle environment, I've got to install it on the Oracle server as well? I'm going to have two installations of Flash Copy Manager?
You have a Flash Copy Manager client installed for each application server that you're protecting, yes. Remember, Flash Copy Manager was designed to be a standalone solution that doesn't require any other server. You can put it on to the application server that you're protecting, and it will manage all your backup data as within the storage system as snapshots for you. If you are integrating with TSM, then you have the typical client-server model where you have your client, the Flash Copy Manager, acting as your TSM client, also having the ability to manage local snapshot backups as well as send data to TSM if you desire to do so.
Okay, understand. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Jason Banford. Your line is open.
Hello. I'm a Tivoli seller in the UK. I've got an active opportunity for this product, and I've got a couple of specific questions. The first one is, when am I likely to see UK pricing in the price book so I can actually get a costing for it?
I'm not the pricer, but I you know, it's a worldwide announce, so that information should be loaded in the systems, I would think, as of today, because the announce was worldwide.
Okay, great. So I've got one more question on pricing. This might be slightly more complex. So the particular customer has DS8000 or 8300, multiple site that's replicated, Oracle databases on system P, and they want to use flash, or they're going to use flash copy at both sites. So the flash copy at the primary site is for their instant recovery needs, and the flash copy at the secondary site is what they're going to use to take their backups from, and they're actually using using Symantec for that. So the question then comes around licensing, in terms of if we're talking about source terabytes of data. So if they've got a database that's 1 terabyte or sitting on 1 terabyte of LUNs at site A that they flash copy, but it's the same, effectively the same terabyte of data on site B because it's replicated, how do we actually count the number of terabytes we need for the purposes of FTM licensing?
All right, so in an environment where an application replicates production data to another place, another copy, you're only the entitlement is required on the capacity of the allocated volume size managed by Flash Copy Manager for the production data. And if you look at the announcement that went out today, there's some more details on that.
Okay.
So bottom line, it's on the production data.
Okay, that's great. So I'll look at more detail. But the suggestion is we don't have to double count it, I think, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay, that's great. And, yeah, some of the questions have been answered. But, around, again, it's on the System P Oracle on DS8300. Are they planning to use space-efficient flash copies in the 8300? Is that supported by Flash Copy Manager today?
No, it is not. The space-efficient implementation on the DS8300 is such that it creates more overhead if you have more than one flash copy target. And if you're going to have one flash copy target, we typically recommend to our customers that you might want to consider just fully allocating the target and using incremental flash copy for fast refreshes of only change blocks. But space efficient is not, for DS8300, is not currently supported.
Okay, so those recommendations are based around technical limitations within the 8300 or within the flash copy product?
It's the technical limitations within the 8300 with the implementation of space-efficient flash copy.
Okay. All right, and so just one final question then. Is there, if they've got Flash Copy Manager deployed across, say, 10 Oracle servers in an environment, is there any kind of central management function?
Well, if you're... if you're integrated with TSM, then you can use TSM Admin Center as a central management mechanism. If you're not integrated with TSM, there is no central management available today through Flash Copy Manager. That is a future objective.
Okay, thanks very much.
At this time, there are no further questions. At this time, there are no further questions.
John, did you have any closing comments?
No, thank you everyone for attending.
Great, thanks everyone, and have a great day.